Sam Sanders and Tamara Keith are also co-hosts of NPR's Politics Podcast. This week, Sam got together with NPR's Domenico Montanaro, Asma Khalid, and Scott Detrow to talk about how candidates figure out their game plan for Super Tuesday. He asked, with contests in 13 states in one day, how do they focus their time?
So doesn't it seem a little unfair that Iowa and New Hampshire got months and months and months and months and months of attention, but all these states that are at play Super Tuesday get considerably less?
You're not the first to whine. I mean,
okay, go ahead.
I hear you.
You hear me.
It's complicated enough, right? And we've done a couple stories about how the process could be different. All of those things have potential problems too. So there's nothing really perfect. It's really long. It's really complicated. You know, that's why we're digging into it.
I have a question for the group. There's a very small window between Iowa, New Hampshire, and all these states on Super Tuesday. It's really hard to be in all of those states and campaign heavily in all of those states. What goes into the strategy here as far as where you campaign in this really small window for this really big swath of country?
This is why Super Tuesday usually favors a frontrunner and why it favors somebody with a lot of name ID and with a lot of money, because it takes a lot of those things to be able to win across a lot of places. To buy TV ads, to have your name out there. People know who you are. You don't have to do as much on the ground campaigns. That's why there's this tension between grassroots and top down. A lot of people will say that they want to change the system. Let's have a national primary on one day. If you did that, Rudy Giuliani might be the Republican nominee.
Because who is that?
Former mayor of New York.
I know.
Who was leading
you.
In all the polls
that.
Before
he
Iowa,
had the
New
Florida
Hampshire.
Strategy, right?
He had the Florida strategy. And by the time Florida came around, it was over because he didn't have that grassroots campaigning. But Asma, you could probably talk more about having been on the ground, and Scott too, on like what you've seen when these candidates have gone.
Does it really
states.
Change
I mean, one
a
thing
lot.
I will I can, say about Donald yeah. Trump is he has actually been in a number of these Super Tuesday states. I mean, okay. He's early on been campaigning, say, in Massachusetts. He would fly in, do
Nashville
a rally there, and then
did,
go
yep.
up to New Hampshire.
He goes
so
big.
He goes big.
You got to go huge.
Huge
if
rallies,
you're gonna win on Super
but he's
Tuesday,
been okay. doing this in a number of these Super Tuesday states. So that was Donald Trump's strategy.
Yeah.
On the Democratic side, the day after the Nevada caucuses, mm-hmm. we had Hillary Clinton, or that night actually, she flew down to Texas, Super Tuesday state.
I remember that.
Where did she send her husband and Chelsea? Colorado. On the ground, grassroots campaign.
And the thinking is those local stops get you local coverage.
Yeah, and we have seen some, you know, the one thing when you talk to political scientists about what works best, when you go do a local stop, you do get a bump in the polls because of the local media coverage of okay. you being there. So there is a lot of value in doing that local stop. The problem is that has a really short shelf life, and if you get a boost in those polls from being there, it goes away pretty
so
quickly.
So you should backload those stops right. until yeah. right before?
I think you might get more value in these kind of big arena pack stops in the Super Tuesday states and later states than you do earlier on, because voters who come out, and more importantly, the local reporters who come to see you, have not heard this speech 50 times, like when you were in New Hampshire and Iowa there day after day after day.
This is a product of your earlier point, Sam, about how Iowa and New Hampshire seem to get a disproportionate amount of attention. Well, when you get that kind of attention, you can do 8 months yeah. of stops at diners and,
exactly.
You know, coffee shops and whatever. You can't do that when it's, a week or two.
That's the NPR Politics Podcast team.